Funding for WBUR comes from MathWorks, creators of MATLAB and Simulink software, accelerating the pace of engineering and science. Learn more at mathworks.com.
This week in our series, Fade to Darkness, The Age of Alzheimer's, we've been hearing about the emotional strain on family members who care for loved ones suffering from Alzheimer's. Today, we hear the story of one woman who's found a unique way to handle the stress.
Okay, here we go. Tell them your name.
Mary Agnes Ian Kelly.
What would you like to say to your friends on Twitter?
What do I want to say to them?
Yeah, what do you think of Twitter, Mom?
I think it's wonderful.
Mary is not exactly someone you'd expect to find on Twitter. She's 82 years old, she lives in a nursing facility in Brockton, and she's in the early stages of Alzheimer's.
How long have you been living here?
Yeah. Too long, Bob.
Too long? Yeah. It's going on 3 years.
3 years.
Mm-hmm.
I've been here 3 years?
Yeah.
Teresa Mackin is one of Mary's three children. She works full-time as a custom framer in Boston, but she's here in Brockton pretty much every day she's off. On the days she can't visit, they talk on the phone 5 or 6 times.
Without my daughter, Teresa, I don't think I'd want to hang around too much longer.
Well, I'm the baby, too, so I have to throw that in, right? I'm the baby, and the baby of the family. Yeah.
You are, of course.
Now you're my baby, the big baby.
Yeah, that's right.
Yeah. So I'm not married. I don't have children, so I have a lot of more maybe free time than my brother and sister do. So we spend a whole day together, six, seven, 8 hours together, and I think that's where Twitter came in.
Teresa runs a Twitter account for her mom. They're Mary's words, but Teresa is the one who writes them down. She started tweeting about a year ago.
That particular day, I was feeling very alone and isolated. I would come home after spending a day with her and think of all these funny things she would say or sad things she would say, and I realized she still had a voice.
You were right.
And so Twitter has given her a voice. Do you want to tell them what you like to do when I type out your tweets? You like to send them, huh?
What?
Your tweets on Twitter.
Oh, yes, yes. I do. I enjoy that.
So today, as of today, you have 1,018 followers on Twitter.
Can you imagine? I said to Teresa, where are they going to follow me? Somewhere nice, I hope.
So she has quite of an interesting base of followers. There's a number of women that will send direct messages, and one in particular likes to send her flowers and a photograph. People are in relationship with her, and it's very touching. You know, I have been really moved by her followers, and it's been kind of like a support for me.
There's a tweet here that I'm reading from you where you're talking about singing, and you write, "Me sing, I couldn't carry a note in a suitcase."
It's true.
You have one song you can sing. You know that song where you were singing about the man in the moon? You know that one.
Come on, Teresa, you have to help me. Because like I said, I have a terrible singing voice.
Okay.
My sweetheart's the man in the moon, and I'm going to marry him soon. Behind some dark cloud where there's no one allowed, I make love to the man in the moon.
Yeah, who would have thought you outlived all of your friends? And your two husbands, mind you.
Yeah. I didn't have two husbands.
You did. Yeah.
Here's where the senility comes in. Did I have two?
You had two husbands.
Only two? Only two?
About a month ago, you said you were going to get married again.
I am.
I told you to get out of your room and start socializing. You to meet somebody.
Yeah, they can come in if they want to say hi.
Teresa, what do you think's ahead?
So I guess the thing as far as, I'm ready to accept the fact that there's a time where she may not remember me. But a neurologist had said to me once, you might want to get your shield of armor ready. You know, there's going to be a time where your mother doesn't remember you. And that doesn't bother me, personally. Even if she doesn't remember me, I'll still be coming down here to be with her.
Okay.
That you and I will be in relationship to the very end. you know, we'll keep tweeting. Mm. We're going to keep tweeting until the very end. You know, that will be my hardest tweet to send out when Mary goes straight to heaven. We're going to tweet. We're going to keep tweeting, right?
Oh, I hope so. I'll get better at it in time.
What would you like to say to all your followers?
It's hot here.
Okay. Well, let's think of something else, because they're not here, so they don't know.
They don't have to be here.
All right, okay.
Easy does it, but do it.
Oh.
Okay.
Yeah, that might be her tweet for the day. Yeah, we'll tweet that
right.
later.
Okay. Mm.
Mary Agnes Kelly in Brockton with her daughter, Teresa Mackin. Mary is living with Alzheimer's.
All right, let's say goodbye.
Bye.
All right. I love you.
I love you.
If you want to follow Mary on Twitter, her handle is Mary Agnes Kelly. That's Kelly, K-E-L-L-E-Y. And if you want to see video of Mary Agnes and Teresa, that's on our website, WBUR.org. That's where you'll also find all our coverage this week from our series, Fade to Darkness, The Age of Alzheimer's. Our story today was produced by Lisa Tobin.
My sweetheart's the man in the moon. I'm going to marry him soon. 'Twould fill me with bliss just to give him one kiss. But I know that a dozen I never would miss. I'll go up in a great big balloon and see my sweetheart in